Come on, Noel. I just want to explain my running out the building to come back in. There's a man who, I don't know what he does, but he does some cleaning something or something like it in the town. And clearly he can't get to his usual church. So what he does before he starts work is he comes here and makes his offering, gives us his money, and then he goes and gets on with his work.
Good morning, everybody, and a very warm welcome. And especially if you're here for the first time or you are a newcomer, and do please then come and join us for a cup of tea or coffee in the Mayo Hall round the back after the service. As usual, there are two more services today, all-age worship following this service at 11:30, and then reflective worship at 6:30. I'm sorry to start with some really sad news. I regret to have to tell you that Ron Kingham died earlier this week. Our thoughts and prayers are with Gail and the rest of their family. The funeral will be on 20th December at Mortlake Crematorium at 1:20. And one other item of pastoral news, Marion Ayres remains in Kingston Hospital. I've got quite a lot about events here, but before I get to that, just something about the rail works at Waterloo. And they seem to be very, very time consuming and everlasting, and they're having a huge effect on the mobility of the Shue family, Connie and family, who as a result of this can't get here on a Sunday. If anybody would be able to give Connie and her family a one-way lift to or from church on a Sunday, please do have a word with Leslie. On to the events then. Yesterday's sleeping bag concert here at the church was a great success. It was a Kingston Church's Action on Homelessness and KURC co-production in aid of KCAH, in which Sulhi played, quite literally, a leading role. There's still an opportunity to support KCAH's work. There are envelopes and gift aid forms at the back of the church, and of course, sleeping bags still remain very, very welcome. And more on concerts. Next week is a Thursday with a lunchtime recital here. Ilya Stavrou will be playing works, piano works by Ravel, Debussy, and Fauré. And then at 3 o'clock next Sunday, there's a concert given by Kingston K3A Orchestra at All Saints, and the programme includes carols, and you can get your tickets at the door. And a further event for your diary, and that's tomorrow. Tomorrow, Kingston Community Refugee Sponsorship, which provides local support for refugees and asylum seekers, is holding a quiz night at the Willows Restaurant at the Triangle between here and sort of New Malden Way. It's 7 o'clock for 7. And tickets cost £5 per person. And finally, as you will have seen from the service sheet, there's a Bible study session at St. Andrew's URC in Cheam on Thursday. If anyone is going and could offer Sue Shaw a lift, she would be most grateful.
We light this candle to proclaim the coming of the light of God into the world. With the coming of this light, there is hope. Because of Christ, we not only have hope, but we believe that good is stronger than evil, and God wants us to work for good in this world. We join together to sing one verse of our song.
Oh, peace, all the
remaining as we are. Let us seek the God who is the God of wisdom, that we may know God's paths and learn God's ways. We join together to sing, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel, verses 1, 2, 3, and 4. Remaining as we are, the psalm. Psalm 25, verses 1 to 10. To you, O Lord, I offer my prayer. In you, my God, I trust. Save me from the shame of defeat. Don't let my enemies gloat over me. Defeat does not come to those who trust in you, but to those who are quick to rebel against you. Teach me your ways, O Lord. Make them known to me. Teach me to live according to your truth. For you are my God who saves me. I always trust in you. Remember me, Lord, your constant love, which you have shown from long ago. Forgive the sins and errors of my youth. In your constant love and goodness, remember me, Lord. Because the Lord is righteous and good, God teaches sinners the path they should follow. God leads the humble in the right way and teaches them God's will. With faithfulness and love, God leads all who keep God's covenant and obey God's commands. can have a seat. Not before time. We join together to pray. Let us pray. In the lonely places, in the wilderness, where we are forlorn, windswept, and alone, your voice calls out, "Prepare a way for the Lord." In the dark places, the shadows, where we hide our fears, embrace our tears, your voice calls out, "Prepare a way for the Lord." In the desert places where we journey, the streets we roam, the paths we cross, guide our feet. Take us to places where you would go. Give us words that we should use, that in this Advent season of promise and preparation, we might point the way to you. O come, thou dayspring from on high, and cheer us by thy drawing nigh. Disperse the gloomy clouds of night, and death's dark shadows put to flight. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come again, and with us ever dwell. Thanks be to God. Amen. We say together the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. We join together to sing the hymn, Lord Jesus Christ.
From death to set us free, living Lord Jesus.
See you later. See, Steve, you got a customer. See that? He's went to sit at the front. He's disappointed. These are the words spoken by Jesus in response to questions from the disciples. They are impressed by the stones and bricks of the temple. And Jesus goes on to talk about the end times. Maddie Anilzark will read this passage to us.
The reading today comes from Luke chapter 21, verses 25 to 36. There will be strange things happening to the sun, the moon, and the stars. On earth, whole countries will be in despair, afraid of the roar of the sea and the raging tides. People will faint from fear as they wait for what is coming over the whole earth. For the powers in space will be driven from their courses. Then the Son of Man will appear, coming in a cloud with great power and glory. When these things begin to happen, stand up and raise your heads, because your salvation is near. Then Jesus told them this parable. Think of the fig tree and all the other trees. When you see their leaves beginning to appear, you know that summer is near. In the same way, when you see these things happening, you will know that the kingdom of God is about to come. Remember that all these things will take place before the people now living have all died. Heaven and earth will pass away, but my words will never pass away. Amen.
So Jesus has been talking to the disciples about the end times. There will be judgments. There will be terrors. The earth will collapse. The world will implode. The apparent end of everything. And it's not surprising the disciples want more detail. We want more detail. Everyone would want more detail. But life isn't like that. And I'm not talking about the end of the world. I'm talking about all of it. How long am I going to live? Will I find someone who will love me? Will I succeed in my career? Will my children outlive me? Will I have enough money for the end of my life? Will I have meaningful occupation in my retirement? Will I have meaningful occupation, full stop? Will I ever find a place that I can call home? Give me the details. But we do not know. We have to lean into the one who does. Jesus goes on to talk to them about strange things that will happen to the sun and the moon, that whole countries will be in despair, things will happen to make people faint with fear. A strange, odd conversation. And the natural instinct, I mean, I'm sure you're much more courageous than me, but my natural instinct is to think, find a duvet and dive under it. And Jesus says, stand up and look, raise yourself up, look up, be seen, and see. He says, look to nature. You know how it works. The seasons follow, buds come to life, a plant looks like it's dead, but new life arrives. Watch, he says. Be watchful. This is from a woman called Susan Garrett. In the apocalyptic view, that's things about the end times, events transpiring on the earthly plane are merely the reflection or the outworking of events happening on a higher, unseen plane. Jesus' message is that there is more going on than is initially apparent, and our job is to be sensitive to it. And we know in our ordinary lives, we know that there are layers upon layers of what's going on. But the season of Advent is for us to stop, to pause, and to develop our sensitivity to God and to what God might be saying in what is going on, and where we can see signs of how God is at work. Now, all of this might, these scriptures and this, all of this might seem like a strange, dark theme when the rest of those outside of the church are yo-ho-hoing and they're all covered in glitter. This is meant to be our celebration, surely. Are we Scrooge at the feast? Well, I would say that we are the ones who are bringing the party down if all you're looking for is substance and froth. If all you're looking for is words about Santa, then we are the ones speaking about Jesus. We are the ones speaking about the big stuff. We are the ones that say the world is good, but it is not perfect. Tough things happen. It is the reality of life. Too often people, particularly at this season, are pretending that things, if things were meticulously perfect, if they were organized by really hard work and uber control, then things could be really perfect. And maybe we can make it just really perfect for maybe, well, come on, one day. But that's not how it is. And that's why it's so pressurized and a pipe bursts. Or somebody gets a cold. Or somebody mishears what somebody else has said. And so there's an argument. Welcome to Christmas Day, because that's how it is. When we would celebrate a baby who is born. And he is the one who will revolutionize everything. And yet is born in a stable. There is more going on than is initially apparent. This is the world of the mysterious, brothers and sisters. And for socially conscious, working for justice sorts of Christians like us, for some of us, this is the unfamiliar bit of our faith. We're in the world of the mysterious. When you can't see it, you can't measure it, you can't count it, you can't nail it down. But it is the bit that is transformational. Stand up. Open your eyes. What is going on? The good news is that our faith does not deny the reality of suffering. It says It's about the way that you look at it. It's about the way that you look at bread and wine. What do you see? It's the way you look at the bricks and the stones of the lovely stones of the temple. It's about the way that you look at the leaves of the fig tree. What do you see? It's about the way that you look at your life when difficult things happen. What do you see? For some people, when difficult things happen, what they see is that they're outside of God's will. They see that there isn't a God to believe in. That's not how it is. The passage tells us about some gritty truths. One, we do not know everything. We will never know everything. Two, there are times when things look like chaos and decay. But even so, God is there. Which takes us back to the stable again. For our prayers of intercession, I'm going to use Advent prayers for people of Syria and Yemen. Syria and Yemen. And God is there. And they were suggested by Christine Thompson and used by others before I even got to use them at the 24 hours of prayer that we've just finished. And I know that most of you weren't there. I know a large chunk of you were, but most of you weren't. And I would recommend that you have a conversation with somebody who was there about it, because I think you'd be surprised. So let us pray. Lord Jesus, is it too soon for nativity plays to include the slaughter of the innocent? The end of the seasonal story, often ignored, it screams at us now from silent screens. And while the tinsel is hung and the fairy lights blink, Christmas can seem hollow. We pray for those in Syria and Yemen, witnessing an inhumanity no one should have to see, enduring suffering no one should have to bear, heartbroken by a desire no one should have to know. Give them strength beyond themselves and hold them in the way only you can. Comfort them as the Prince of Peace. We pray for all those who have stood up and been smashed down. We ask, Lord our God, that you would strengthen all those who work for justice in our world, which isn't usually on the world stage, but is in meetings where somebody says, shouldn't we be using fair trade coffee? Or somebody who says, I don't think that pay is enough. Or somebody who says, I don't think we should be speaking about him like that. These people are brave. Strengthen them. We pray for those people who feel that life and the world is hopeless. Those people who go into a rabbit warren of news and it destroys their soul. For those who should be going to the doctors to get medication, help them to have friends who suggest it. And for those who need people who will be brave enough to point out the light. When situations are difficult, to just nod and agree, rather than to point out where things are light and joyous. And at those times, when things are terrible, and people are in pain, and the tears are... Give us the courage to stay in the sadness. For our words that are meant to be comforting can sometimes sound so trite. And may we know that you, our God, are with us and those who we pray for, even when the situation looks bleak and dark indeed. Be our light, our hope, our peace. For us, for those for whom we have prayed, and for this world for which Jesus died. Lord, we pray. Amen. So let us continue our worship as we make our offering.
Let us pray. We bring our tears. We bring our fears about our world. We bring our doubts. We bring the people that we are, and we symbolize it with money. And you hang on a cross and symbolize it with bread, with wine. Thank you. Amen. Join together to sing. Christian people, raise your song.
Revelation.
Have a seat. We believe that this is the Lord's table, and people will come from the north and the south, from the east and the west, and eat at the table in the kingdom of God. And we believe that all of us, the elder that chopped up the bread, the person that laundered the cloth, the minister who administers the sacrament, we believe that all of us are guests. None of us has a right to be here. So whether you have been here many times or this is your first time in this building, please know you are welcome. When the elders offer you bread, you'll see that there is a provision for those of us who have issues with wheat and gluten. Would you eat the bread? And when the elders bring you the wine, let me tell you, there's no alcohol in this wine for those of us who have issues with alcohol. Would you hold the glass? And then we will all drink together. These are the gifts of God for the people of God. The Lord Jesus, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and said, "This is my body, which is broken for you." In the same way also, the cup after supper, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood. Do this as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." For as often as you eat this bread and drink this cup, you proclaim the Lord's death until he comes. So we take bread, we take wine, and we give thanks. Let us pray. God who was, God who is to come, your kingdom is near. The Son of Man is coming. Thank you that you are the one who is with us and transforms life. Journeys with us day by day, thank you, is the one who comes with us when we see things that we would wish we had never seen. Experience sadness and pain that rips our heart. We thank you that you are with us and that you are God who has hung on a cross, who knows what it is to live in a family, who knows what it is to learn things, and who knows what it is to die and to rise to new life. Pour out your Holy Spirit on this bread, this wine. Open our eyes to see you in these, the most ordinary, everyday of things. And then to see you in the hands that serve it and the hands that receive. All glory be to you, our God, for now, forever. Amen. The bread which we break is the communion in the body of Christ. The body of Christ. The blood of Christ. Let us pray. God who was, God who is, and God who is to come, help us to watch and pray and prepare for his coming. And strengthen us to stand up and to live lives that remember that we will stand before him at the last. Amen. We join together to sing In Christ Alone. Stop. So let us go from this place, knowing that it is God in Jesus who calls us to stand up. And it is God in this Holy Spirit who journeys in us and is recognizable around us. May God help us to open our eyes. Thanks be to God. Amen.